Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bowen, producer Hope. We're just talking about the regifting, the tag you're in. It all started with Brantley Gilbert yesterday morning getting the donkey and the zebra from a friend because he gave the friend peacocks, and it's jokes. Family members play, friends play, and Misty, your family does something like that?
So I come from a fairly large family. My grandmother, way before she passed away, was really disgusted with the way Christmas was so commercialized. So she, I don't know where she got it from, but we call it the ugly lamp. And what it is, it's this big seashell thing with just a light in it. And it's got like these seashell people in it. And it's just really hideously ugly. And in the box that it's in, when you get it, there is a book with rules and regulations of what this lamp is, and every time you give it to somebody, you have to sign it, and you have to say who you're giving it to. Well, this thing has been passed around for not just my generation, my mom's generation, my kid's generation. We're talking aunts, uncles, cousins. It's not just Christmas. It can be birthdays. It could be Valentine's Day. It could be any holiday. But you have to get rid of it. Like, oh, we don't want this ugly lamp. We're going to pass it around.
It sounds magical.
Yeah.
It is. And the weird thing about it is that you know you're getting it because the box is a Xerox paper box. So you know the shape and size. You can rewrap it, put bows on. You can do anything you want with the wrapping, but you know you're getting it because it's that same Xerox box for well over 30 years now.
I am getting so many ideas. I am so, this is generational. I love it.
Wow. Yes,
the ugly shell lamp regifting for 30 plus years. Misty, thanks for sharing.
I love that there's a book with it.
Yes, there's a book and there are rules in it. Like, I love the lamp. You can't keep it for longer than a year. It has to move throughout the family.
Wow.
That's cool.
And you can't give it to the same person. So my family has 5 generations, so it floats and it's hysterical. The people that hate it, they hate it. But for me,
you know what?
I love it.
Misty, do you allow outsiders in, outsiders of the family? I want to get in on this ugly lamp. I want to start passing around.
Well, you got to start your own. You got to find your own ugly object.
It starts now with us.
Okay.
Yeah, and it becomes a family tradition. So, you know, you almost get mad that you don't get it. You know? Like, what the heck? I didn't get it?
Again?
Hey!
Misty, thank you for sharing the story. You have a great day.
You're welcome.
Call anytime. Gifting, punking each other, giving gifts, re-gifting. Creepy dolls, no, don't want to do that. The shell lamp, we're kind of intrigued with that. We're hopefully Misty will send us a picture. She was just telling us about
that. I got to see this for myself.
30 years, the whole family's been, you know, passing along this ugly shell lamp with the shell people. We got to see this. Can we do something more... I don't know, fun, lucky, good looking, and pass it around?
You know, I was sitting here thinking, my grandmother loved, I have no idea why, but in hindsight, she had a whole bunch of like ceramic elephants. Big, small, I don't know why. It just was. She had like a big one on her front porch that had like a plant.
Wait. I've heard that elephants are good luck. That's why. Especially, when it doesn't the trunk have to be up on these statues and ceramic things?
It's supposed to bring protection, stability, and resilience. And ideally should be facing north.
You know what? I need all those things in my life. Maybe instead of passing a creepy doll, I should start the tradition of this, like, I need to get an elephant. It could be a goofy little fun one, but
it should be one with a compass in it, so you can always make sure it's facing north.
Yes, and the trunk has to be up.
Yes.
Because up is the good luck.
All right, there you go. We're on the hunt.
Oh my gosh, this is genius. I'm so excited.
Spreading the good vibes, 92.5 WBE, and sending you to great events.
Yes, we want to send you to see comedian John Crist. All you have to do is head over to WBEE.com under the contest tab and enter for your chance to win.
Laughter is the best form of medicine. Yes, it is. And you've been struggling because sometimes you can't enjoy TV. You need something.
Yeah. I have to be able to read what I'm watching.
Read what you're watching?
You don't have the closed captionings on. I don't know why. It's become like it's bad. I have to have my closed captioning on for everything I watch, unless it's sports. Then it's blocking my view. Otherwise, if like last night was FBI night, and it was up to 25. Our volume was plenty loud. I turned to Steve and I was like, hey, you got the remote? Can you turn on the closed captioning? He's like, what is with you and the closed captionings? I'm like, it helps me. In case I'm questioning what they just said, I can read it.
You are not alone. I'm the same way. And I get so many more jokes because I can read the puns as they're coming up on my sitcoms.
Now, if you watch Jeopardy and you want to feel like a genius, they pop up just a couple seconds before the person on TV actually says it.
So subliminally, you're like, I know because I read it before they said it. That's not fair. You know, closed caption, that's interesting. There's careers that you know, you're listening and typing real quick. Can't do it. Bad speller. Would never be great.
Oh, yeah.
People, you're looking at closed caption like, that's not what they...
Oh, yeah, yeah, with yeah. Bophonics, you'd be like, what?
Yeah, so
it doesn't even make any sense.
Can't do that, but you need a side hustle. Yeah. Type them in, the closed caption. Mm-hmm.
I've become so addicted to closed captions that when someone wants to go to the movie theater, I'm like, I'm not going to be able to see what's happening. I'm not going to be able to read during the movie.
You know what's interesting about that? What if you created glasses that the closed caption at a movie theater? You know what I mean? Hey, I'll pay extra for the closed caption glasses and then you'll have that, you know.
You'll only see it. They might have that for deaf people.
I'm not sure. I'm just speaking out loud and
I mean, it makes sense to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I've sat in this room so long with you that sometimes your crazy ideas are starting to sound like, that makes sense. And then I got to go like throw water on my face. Like, wait a minute. No, it's Belle here. Of course, that's ridiculous.
All right. Well, she
is a good idea.
Throws water on her face. How about you? Are you into closed captions like these? Club and Bill, you got an idea. We were just talking about how TJ and Hope both love closed captions for TV shows and movies.
So I think I just thought of a new hustle.
Okay, let's hear it.
You guys could do closed captioning for the radio.
Where would they see it? On your dash driving? Is that what you're thinking?
Sure. Why not? You know, because there's people listening. Or if I'm streaming online, I don't know. But just kind of, it was a funny way when you were talking about it. I'm like, yeah, that'll be the next technology that AI comes up with. Closed captioning for radio.
There you go.
Thank you, Bill. Look at you.
It just made me laugh. It made me laugh hysterically, and I'm like, I gotta call him and tell him this.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much for brightening our day and making the world a better place.
You have a wonderful one, 92.5 WBE. We appreciate you listening.
Thank you. Take care.
92.5 WBEE, Kane Brown. Thank God. That's what his wife, and they're doing more songs together, and we like him. What a collaboration. So you're watching shows that you just want for entertainment. You don't have to think. Yet this one maybe even inspired you? What show were you watching?
So my friend and I last night had a little bachelor wine night, catching up. New season just aired. and they were doing a private date, and the girl's like, "Ah, I just know you're here for all the right reasons." She says, "I believe everyone comes into your life for a season, a reason, or a lifetime." And I stopped in my tracks and I was like,
"Oh, oh my God, that
was like,
it,
that's
huh?
deep.
Yeah. Whoa."
And it rhymes. Yeah. She was a poet and I bet she didn't even know it.
Season, reason, or a lifetime in love, in dating.
Yeah. Isn't that funny that we just like find bizarre inspiration from different places? I was scrolling because, you know, your daughter's been going through a breakup, Bo.
Yeah, yeah. The engagement's off. The wedding's off.
It's so heartbreaking. And we've all been there, right? Yeah. So we all want to help without overstepping our bounds. So that would be something, if I saw, I would have texted you and been like, "Hey, tell me this. Mm-hmm. Tell her there's a reason and a season or a lifetime." Yeah. And clearly this was just the season and the season's over.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we're at that point where she's getting tired of the tough love and move on and close the chapter. She goes, I know. So I've just been trying to distract her.
Now, what
with,
did
with
I
funny
say?
Funny memes and stuff like that.
So you're going the opposite direction.
Yeah, I'm trying to just distract her. What's next? And then you sent me a meme yesterday.
I did. Because I stumbled on this and I was like, that's what Bo's daughter needs to hear, right? Like,
go ahead,
I
read know it out loud.
It says, "When things want to die, but you keep them alive, they slowly kill you instead."
Mm.
I was like, that's it. She's trying to keep it alive. She's just harming herself. He needs to get this to her. Meanwhile, yeah. You're like sending her other things. You're not going to send her these things anymore.
Well, but I did forward that to her and she responded,
"Oh,
keep sending the dancing hippo. That's more funnier,
oh.
Dad." Yeah. She just needs a break. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got it.
Because we're all hitting so hard. Turn the page. It's over. And you just don't shut it off that easily. But I get your meme there.
Yeah.
Because we've experienced it already.
I have.
In that moment.
Like that same feeling of, oh, I'm going to keep this alive. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make this relationship work. I'm going to, you know, there's things I can do.
Yeah.
If I have, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. No, there's not. I just ended up hurting myself.
Yeah.
And in the long run, it was a terrible idea. So get out now while you can and stop trying to make it work.
So I hope you're a little bit older than my oldest daughter, Mia, but you're still pretty close in mm-hmm. age range. Would The Bachelor work better than her meme? Because the meme didn't work. What should I say? Season, reason, lifetime. And it was just a season thing. Move on.
I mean, am I biased that I think you should use what inspired me? Yes. Do I think what TJ said was a little depressing? Yes.
Okay. All right.
But what's new, I guess.
Or maybe I should send the rose because she's not getting it.
There you go.